big question. What does this latest employment report tell us?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Word from the government this morning that more jobs were lost in September. The economy shed 95,000 workers last month, but mainly because of laid-off census jobs. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate held steady at 9.6%. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
All right, so I look at the headline number of the report. I see minus 95,000, and I'm thinking, geez, where's the recovery?
Yeah, and you would be wise to be thinking that. However, you know, the private payroll number was not bad. 64,000 jobs created. There were about 75,000 was the expectation. As you said, we had a big bunch of census workers laid off. We also had local government workers laid off. And so I think that was the part that was somewhat unexpected. I think the reality, as everyone knows, we are in a long slog here.
A long slog. I mean, but I think of all those months we were creating 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 jobs. What was going on there?
You know, I think that we've think back to the bubble, we say, you know, that was a little bit of a false economy. It was juiced up with low interest rates, easy credit. And so all those jobs that popped up really came as a result of a false premise to some extent.
So what's the next thing to juice the economy, Jill? What's going to create more jobs?
I am hoping nothing, as a matter of fact. I mean, I want more jobs, but we don't want it based on some steroid that is injected into a really good athlete. And this economy, the U.S. economy, is really a wonderful athlete, the best economy in the world, but we don't need steroids to juice us up. What we need is a little rest. We need to do a little bit of work, and we will get out of this, but not with steroids, just doing it the old-fashioned way.
The only juice, maybe a little orange juice this morning.
Very
nice. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch, thanks.
Take care.
BlackBerry customers in the United Arab Emirates have been at risk of seeing their service cut off. The UAE said that this device's encryption technology could jeopardize national security. But as the BBC's Rebecca Singer reports, there's been a deal between the UAE and BlackBerry maker Research in Motion.
The UAE wanted to be able to monitor the information being sent by BlackBerry users, and the government had been threatening to cut off email and instant messaging beginning on Monday. That would have seriously inconvenienced BlackBerry's 500,000 local users, as well as the country's reputation as a business hub in the Middle East. Fevzi Turkalp is editor of GadgetDetective.com. He says even though a deal has now been struck, both sides will want to keep the details as quiet as possible, especially the UAE.
The more information that's in the public domain about what they can do and what they can't do by way of monitoring these messages, the more power that gives to the people that they're trying to monitor. They want those people to be kept in the dark about exactly what they can do and how.
But while RIM may have agreed to hand over some of its paying customers' information, Turkalp says it's unlikely the company would have given in to all of the UAE's demands. And despite this high-profile deal, BlackBerry users still consider it to be one of the most secure networks around. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. World stocks are mostly lower right now, but the Chinese benchmark shot up on news that Moody's could upgrade China's bond rating. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow ended the day down 19 points, closing at 10,948.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's going to rein in companies that say products are greener than they really are. Earlier this week, the FTC offered some proposals on how to do just that, and Marketplace Sustainability reporter Adrian Hill is here to talk about those. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the FTC trying to do here?
Well, basically, up till now, there just haven't been a lot of rules or guidelines keeping companies from calling their products environmentally friendly or eco-friendly. And you've seen those labels. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Basically, the FTC is stepping in and establishing some new standards.
And what sort of things are we talking about?
A lot of the changes will push marketers to make more specific claims that they'll have to be able to back up. So no super general environment claims, like green, for example. If you're going to say your product is made with renewable materials, material, you're going to need to be clear about what it is and what makes it renewable. If you're going to say you can toss it in the compost, it's got to break down at the same rate as the other things you've thrown in there.
It seems like pretty common sense stuff.
For us, but we're not the unscrupulous marketers the FTC is worried about.
No. And if the FTC busts those people for overstating their environmental friendliness, what then?
Well, the agency can take action if it finds a company is intentionally misleading consumers. It can make them stop, issue fines, and it's done some of this already with the current guidelines. The agency brought a case against a couple companies, including Kmart, for calling some paper products biodegradable. The reasoning is that most paper winds up in landfills or recycling facilities where it's not going to biodegrade. And it's unfair to make consumers think otherwise.
And that's interesting. More transparency, more honesty. I mean, it sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, for the most part, it does. It's hard for me or anyone to try to navigate the green claims that are on products everywhere, in part because they just don't mean a lot. And this should help the words on the packaging mean what they say. One concern with proposed rules is that in practice, they could be really complicated. If a product now has to list all the very specific ways it's environmentally friendly, it could be a lot to wade through when making a choice.
So then, Adrian, what's next?
Well, it's comment time. The FTC is accepting comments on its rules through mid-December, and we'd love to hear from you on our website, marketplace.org.
All right. Marketplace's sustainability reporter, Adrian Hill. Adrian, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, all the business news of the week in a neat and tidy little poem we call the Marketplace Minute. Here's Bill Radke.
Thank you, Steve. The jobs report was far from sunny. Looks like the Fed will be printing money. Japan has slashed its interest rate, and that set off a great debate. If every state tries to inflate so they can create jobs, well, wait, then they'll start to recriminate, and a trade war will come to the fore, and soon we're exchanging goods no more. And that, economists abhor. Some shocking exposures about foreclosures. Some of them were less than kosher. And the Beatles have fewer hits than Glee. The musical show on Fox TV just passed the guys who did Obladi. I'll see you at marketplace.org.
Obladi. Marketplace's Bill Radke. Again, check us out, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The French government wants to raise the retirement age, 60 to 62. Workers don't like it a bit because a job, you know, is a job is a job.
It's corporate France that encourages this kind of laziness. They want you to leave your thoughts, your passions outside the door.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Productivity? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.